We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis at the end of the line, Amar Rava. So we had in the Gemara before that there's 2 types of chelev. The chelev is tahar and chelev tameh. Chelev that's aser and chelev that's mutter. 2 types of chelev. I shouldn't say tameh and tahar, really. It's chelev aser and chelev mutter, which actually the Gemara uses a lashon like that of chelev tar and tameh, but it's not that's the point really. The point is if it's aser or mutter. Now chelev tar, the Gemara says, is saisim. It closes up the holes. Why? Why is chelev tar close up the holes? Because chelev tar is not like a drape. It's more sticky, and therefore it sticks. It closes up the hole. Mashiach and chelev tameh, one of its characteristics is that it's like a drape, and therefore it's not soisim. So it's not soisim. Now we have a Gemara like this. Amar Rav, Sham Inar de Rav Nachman, Tarti. 2 things. Chimtzo, 2 type of fats. We'll see what this is exactly. Chimtzo or bar chimtzo. Chad sosim v'chad lo sosim. One closes up a hole and one does not close up a hole. V'lo yidana him and I. I don't know which one is which, first of all. I wouldn't know what chamtzo or chamtzo is either. Chimtzo, which one is soisim, which one is not. I'm not sure. I heard from Rav Nachman. I'm not sure which one it is. Rav Huna Bachin, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Nachman, Amar. Bar chimtza sosim. It's the bar chimtza that's the one that's sosim, and chimtza loy sosim, which means the son of chimtza is sosim, and the chimtza loy sosim. Amarav Tavos, I'll give you a simon to this. For simonech, yofa koyecha ben mekoyecha ab. So we established, Rav Nachman said that one of them is sosim or not, and it's the bar chimtza that's sosim. And basically, the bar chimtza, the one that's mutter, and chelev tahar, and the other one is the chelev tamay. That's what will come out. Zot the Gemara, hey chimtza, hey bar chimtza. Which one's the chimtza? Which is the bar chimtza? Toshema, the Amar Rav Nachman, inu mechel ochle. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they eat it. V'lidom mistam namel leisosim. Rav Nachman said a memra. Bring a right from his own memra. His memra was like this. We actually talk about the chelev of the keva. The chelev of the keva before was machlekes tanoim. If it's aser or not, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's aser. That's what came out in the Maskanos of Gemara. The chel of the cave, according to Rabbi Kiva, is mutter. Rabbi Shmuel is aser. So the Mnei Yisrael, they held like Rabbi Kiva that it's mutter, and Rabbi Nachman said, "Okay, you hold it's mutter, and we even above hold it's aser, but it shouldn't be soisim because even though in halacha will be machmir, but the metzias is still true. When it's chel of tar, it's very sticky." So it's soisim. So Rav Nachman said a memory like this: Inu michalach v'don mister nami soisim. It shouldn't be soisim. It shouldn't be soisim. Like Rashi speaks out: Bitmiya l'don bnei bavel nehidul yachli lehu lahalchi miyam mechzakin lebechel of tar liyay soisim. So shemami no he depliga bnei etzom bnei bavel kari le Rav Nachman bar chimso. Must be the discussion of something that they argue with that there's machlokes about, and that's the bnei etzom bnei bavel who the paskin like. That's where. It's that type of chelev we're talking about. So we know it's talking about the chelev of the keva. Now, the chelev of the keva is shaped in, there's 2 parts of it. There's the ayasro and the akshato. We have a bowl, you have a keshas, and besides for keshas, you also have a yeser. Keshas is the bowl, and yeser is the bow string. Every bow has a bow and a bow string. The bow string is straight. So around the keva, there's 2 fats. There's the fats of the keshes and the fats of the yeser. If you look at a picture of a keva, so under the keva is fat, and that's shaped like a bow. And above the keva is straighter, and that's called the yeser. So there's 2 fats over here. The yeser actually is closer to the kerev, which definitely is chelev tameh. It's definitely chelev aser. So it's like this. The akshasa, which is a keshes, the kuli amale pligid aser. Everyone agrees that's aser because the keshes, which is further away from the kerev, actually, so that chelev comes up like a drape. Actually, it's a little bit attached at one end, but it comes up as one piece, and therefore, everyone agrees that's aser because even Rabbi Akiva holds you need all 3 characteristics to make a tamei. It's not enough to be krum v'niklaf, but here it has all 3: it has krum v'niklaf and toisav. Toisav means like it's drape. So they are arguing by the yeser, the bowstring, the straight part of the fat. That's the machlekes. The bnei Eretz Yisrael hold, we pass the grab a kiva, and therefore since it's not a drape, it's very sticky, it's kosher. The bnei Bavel hold, like Rabbi Shmuel, that it's aser. the Holy Grail Shmuel is also. But either way, they agree that Lamaisa, it's still Saisim, because the Metzias is that it's sticky, so it will be Saisim. So it comes that the Chimtza, or Bar Chimtza is talking about the fat around the case of the thing that's Saisim, which is that one of them is Saisim, is Bar Chimtza, is Saisim. So the Chimtza would be, in this case, the Keshes. That's not Saisim, that Kuliyama is also, so it's not Saisim. The Bar Chimtza, which you said is Saisim, according to Rav Nachman, is talking about the Yeser. Now the Yeser is V'chogis not to eat, but like upon him, that for sure, like Rav Nachman said, it would be Saisim. So that is the Pshat of Rav Nachman.
What's the Pshat
when it's Saisim? Huh? Not Saisim. What's Man Yama holds no Saisim? There's no V'chogis about Saisim, not Saisim. There's no V'chogis. It says the Chimtza and Bar Chimtza. Chimtza is talking about, let's say in this case, the Keshas. The Chimtza is the Chelev Tomei. Chelev Tomei is not Saisim. Everybody is not Saisim. Chelev Tomei, because it's like a drape. The Bar Chimtza is the Chelev Tar according to Bnei Yitzchak, like Rabbi Kiva. According to Shmuel, it's not. So it's saying, even if you're Rabbi Shmuel, the holding Allah, eat it, but like upon him, it's still sticky, so it's still Saisim. So that's what it means. Chimtza Bar Chimtza is going according to the Bar Chimtza, which is Saisim, is talking about the Yeser, which is Machlekes, Bnei Yitzchak, and the Bnei Baba. Ike de Amra. Some say the Yasra could only plead the Shari. Everyone agrees that the Yasra, the bowstring part, is no plead the Shari. Everyone agrees that is mutter. That fat is mutter to eat, because there we're going to all hold like Rabbi Akiva. What's the machlekes? Ki pligi da akshasa. The machlekes is between the Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Bavel is the keshas. Even though like Rabbi Akiva, but the question is the keshas called a toisov or not? Rabbi Akiva holds chelev tamei is only aser. It's only called chelev tamei if it's like a drape. The keshas is not mamish like a drape. It's a little bit, it's not like a mamish like a garment. It's a little bit attached to one side. That's the machlekes, but that's called toisov or not. Now Rashi points out, Fidus Ikid Amri, Rav Nachman doesn't start. Rav Nachman said, there's a chimtza bar chimtza, that means there's one that is for sure not soysim, other one soysim. But if you hold like this Ikid Amri, by the Yeser, kulam le pligi d'shari, so everyone will agree that's soysim, and the machlekes has to be by keshas. So it's both chimtza and bar chimtza will be soisim. So obviously Rav Nachman is not going like the Ikedamri. In the Ikedamri, we're saying that the yesakul alam pligi the shari ki pligi by the keshas. So it means lefi the bnei yitzchak, both of them are soisim, and both of them both of them you can eat. So both of them are going to be soisim. So the bnei bavel not going to argue on the soisim part. So then what's chimtza bar chimtza? So Rashi points out that Rav Nachman is going like the first lashon. That opposite. Keshes kuliyam le pligi de aser, and that's why that kuliyam does not soysim. Machloekes says, but yes, if you let it eat it, and that's why there it's soysim. So Rabbi Nachman is going like the first lashon, not like the ikad amri. That's what Rash points out. He points out another thing. He says that there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that one time Rabbi Chana was eating the yasra, and he put it away, and the yasra. And he wanted to hide it from the bnei goyla because he was eating it. L'chayra, if the yasra kuliyama eat, obviously that gemara is not like this man the yama. So the gemara ki pligi that's the gemara says ki hod amar of avi amar of ami mekamtzin. So vayter the doctor vayter. This is going on lishta kama. The next gemara the amish kanstrei because it's a hard gemara. Ki hod amar of avi amar of ami mekamtzin. That this is going back on the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama says that what? That the Yasra is mutter, is the fetal first Lashon, the Yasra is the Machlaikis. So we're bringing now, in Meir Tishol, they used to eat the Yasra, right? So Kihodam Rav Avi, Rav Ami, Mekamtsin. He said that, you know, what you could do, you could cut off the Yasra to eat, but you have to cut off a little piece of it. Since we said, spoke out before, it's very close to the Chelev Shalgabi Akerev, and the Chelev Shalgabi Akerev is Chelev that's Asr, so you have to cut it a little bit. Before you eat that Yasra, the bowstring fat, which is Mutl, Thib Nerit Yisrael, you have to cut off the piece that's close to the Kerev. That you could do this with Kamsin. I'll tell you a story. That was in front of him. We cut off some of the Yasra just to keep it away from the Kerev. And we ate that Chelev Yasra like the Bnei Yisrael do. Shamei the Rabbi Chanina have a koyi kamei the Rabbi Chanina. So the Shamas Rabbi Chanina was in front of Rabbi Chanina, and Amalei kamei tavli cut off a piece of a yasra and cut off the part that next to the caravan, give it to eat. Have a deichel. Chazal kama chasim. He saw that he was like hesitating. Amalei oh bavloat, you have bavloat. Gum shadi taka, just cut off all the fat and off the caravan and throw it out, because you're a bavloi and you taka hold the zasa, so you can't feed me that, and if you hold the zasa, you can't give it to me. So taka kachav ad kan this gemara with chaylev and ayasra. So it comes out like this again, just to make it clear for everyone. So we have over here the chaylev on the keva. It's a machlokes from Tanoim. If chaylev keva is asana, Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. What exactly is the machlokes? Where is the machlokes of the chaylev agabe keva? In which oifen is the machlokes? So we're saying in our Gemara, there's two days in the Gemara. One mahalach is that the keshes, everyone agrees is asa. That everyone agrees is asa. Why? Because Sila Rabbi Kiva and Sila Rabbi Shmuel, it's asa. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's pashas asa because it's krum v'niklaf. And even Rabbi Akiva holds that the keshes part is toisav. It's like a garment. Therefore, it's asa. That's the first lashon. But the ayasra is mechalek. There it's not a garment. There it's sticky. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, krum v'niklaf is not making it asa, so it's asa. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's not a garment. Therefore, it's mutter. The second lashon holds the ayasra kulei amalei pligi the shari. It's mutter. Everyone gets mutter. Why? Because the second lashon is going like Rabbi Kiva. And the is in Rabbi Kiva. How do you look at the keshes? Is the keshes like a garment or not? That's the machlokes. If you take it down, we're going cooling down like Rabbi Kiva. And the machlokes is how to look at the keshes. And like we said, Rav Nachman is going to the first lashon. Therefore, that's one reason why he passed the first lashon. Another reason is, like Rashi points out, we have two lashonis in the Gemara. You're not sure which one to go. You go to Chumrah, and therefore, immediately the Rashi, you go to Chumrah, and by Darbaran, you go to Basa Basra. He says, and therefore, the Chumrah, we have to go that, according to Rabbi Kiva, less even past like Rabbi Kiva, the kesha shall be usher. So the Gemara Vayita Tanya, Rav Shimon Wheeler, Rav Neima Ayin Shnikvu. If the intestines got a hole in it, belecha soismasam, and the mucus inside is stuffing up the hole and closing up the hole, it's ksheira. And what's the chiddush of this? The chiddush is you're not worried that eventually the lecha will move out and the hole will be exposed again. It's not a problem. We don't assume that. That's the chiddush of Shimon Gamil. It's kosher. My lecha, Omer Rav Kahana, shirka de maya. Lecha is this shirka de maya, which is the mucus from the stomach. It's very sticky stuff, and that closes up the hole. The nafigag of duchka, it's such a sticky thing. It's very hard to take it out. You have to push it out to get it out. So we have Abshun Mila's halacha. The remayim shenikvu lecha says masam is kosher. Gemiri chav raya the Rav Abba Oman Rav Zera. So the friends of Rav Abba learned from Rav Abba, and who is that? Rav Zera. Or the another gear says, "V'armilo chavraya the Rebbe Zera Rav Zera." The friends of Rav Zera learned from Rav Zera. Man, who is that? Rav Abba. So either they're both colleagues, Rav Abba and Rav Zera colleagues. Either wouldn't know who learned from who. Either Rav Abba's friends, which is who Rav Zera learned from him, or Rav Zera's friends, which is Rav Abba learned from him. And there's another Rav Abba. Rav Abba braid Rav Chir Rav Abba. So they said over, Omar Rav Abba, Braid Rav Chia Ba'aba, Hochi Omar Rav Chia Ba'aba, Omar Rav Yechanon, Halacha Kerav Shimon Gamil B'Treifa. We pass like Rav Shimon Gamil by Treifa, Ba'alacha Kerav Shimon B'Evil. And we pass like Rav Shimon B'Evil. Two different people. Shimon Gamil, we pass him by Treifa, we pass like Rav Shimon B'Echai, Legabi Avelis. So who are these people? So Halacha Kerav Shimon Gamil B'Treifa, Ha'adamar, we just said, that's the guy with a hole in the intestines. Rabbi Shimon be'evil ma'ayi town to the Mishnah. Look to the Mishnah Ma'id Katan. It says like this, that we know the family sits shiva together. Let's say one of the family members is not here. He didn't hear about it. He probably didn't make it. So it depends how far he is. So kol shloish yomim harishonim, kol shloish harishonim, the first 3 days of shiva, if he's close enough, some say it means 10 parasoyas, then v'mi makoyim karoiv moine mahim. If he comes within 3 days and he was always in a close place, which means it's possible to find out daily, so then when he comes, he found it after the third day, but still he counts shiva with them. He only has to count 4 more days. If he's in makoyim rachoik, then moine latzmi, he has to count his own shiva, his own 7 days. Mekam ve'elech, if he comes after 3 days, if he'll bo makoyim karoiv moine latzmi, he counts his own shiva. Rav Shimon Eimer, if he'll b'yom ha'shvi, bo makoyim karoiv moine mahim. Shimon says, even if he comes on the seventh day, if he's Mokum Karav, he's toffle to them, and he counts Shiva with them. So that's Rav Shimon's halacha. So Pasuk of Shimon will be Treifa, and Rav Shimon be'eva. So Omar Mandu, there was a sermon, one of the Talmidim said, and the Rashi explains that the Amoraim forgot who it was. So he said, there was one Talmud, I forgot who it was, who said like this, Is Kiva Esek, I should be Zoicha to go up, but Agma Shmaitza Pumi Demara. I should learn this Shmaitza from Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba himself, who says officially that Allah Kavshim will have a Trefa, and like Kavshim Ve'eva. So he says, oh, I wish I could be Zoicha to go up to learn from him. And Itaka went. Kisolik, Ashkel Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba. He met Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, that's what he's going to find out from. Amalei, oh, Amar Allah Kavshim will have a Trefa? Amalei, no, the opposite. Ha'in Allah Amri. I said, not Allah. I said, the lach is not like a sugar meal. You got it wrong. Kerav Shim Beva, my whatever Shim Beva, what do you say about that? I'm going to plug to the roots. It's Maruch Chis Tom Alacha, V'chein Amar V'yechon Alacha, Rav Nachman Ein Alacha. And the Gemara comes out like this. V'ein Alacha Kerav Shim Beva Treifa. We don't pass Kerav Shim Beva Treifa. That means Lecha will not stuff up a hole in the Bnei Ma'ayin. But Alacha Kerav Shim Beva, we do pass Kerav Shim Beva. Why? The Amar Shmua, Alacha Kedivra Meikah Ba'aval. The klal is, by Avelis, you go to Kula. So he says, Alacha Kedivra Meikah Ba'aval. One of Shimon, meal one of Shimon. Yes. Omer Rab Shimi Bar Chia. Now back to Treifas. My kifim b'mnei ma'ayin. The halach is that if you have a hole in the stomach, you're not sure when it happened. Did it happen before the shechita or after the shechita? It's very possible it happened after the shechita. Someone poked it. So how can you tell? So the halach is you can make another hole near this hole and then compare the two. Do they look the same? Or one looks older than that? So that's the halacha. You let it be makifim and then test it. We had before Gemara that by buis you can't be makifim, but it means by blisters you can't be makifim because there they always keep on changing. They always changing even before shechita, after shechita, it's always changing. But this is something you could tell. Make a hole in my eye and then compare the hole next to it. You'll see if they both look the same, then you know it happened after shechita. If they look different, you know it happened before shechita. So a story like this: Hanam in my eye also came into Rava. There was a stomach that came from Rava. And it was a hole, so he wanted to test it, see where it was from. Akfinu, he made another hole, but Lo'idvu, Taka didn't look like each other. Also, Rav Mashar Shebrei, Rav's son came, Mashvuhu, he touched it a few times, V'idvu, and started looking the same. Amalei Menolacha, how do you know to do that? Amalei, Kama Yadim Mashvuhu behind him, Kami Dlesi Kamei. How many people touched this hole before it came to Rav? Probably brought a lot of different Rabbanim, so I knew that maybe it's very possible from touching it to change, so I touched this also, it has to be equal. Look at my So the Beis Yosef speaks out, Taka, that if it's a double borer that no one touched this nekev, then you can't be machshir, Taka, with touching it. It has to be here. You knew people touched it. You knew people touched this, then you could do this. But Rav was very impressed with his son. Hey, how do you know to do this? He said, because this, you know, everyone touched it. So he says, you're a chacham and treifas like Rav Yechanan. And Rashi Stup Shatim either means Rav Yechanan was a big bucky and treifas, or it means bechlal, like Rav Yechanan is a big bucky and everything. You're like Rav Yechanan and treifas. You like the Rav Shach and treifas. That's what you like. You like the Rav Shiva and treifas. Zotik Gemara, Rav Yechanan, Rav Eliezer, the Amri Tavayu. Not only can you keep him b'remayim, you can keep him bereya as well. If you have a hole in the lung, you can make another hole and compare it. It's only can you do it if it's in the same row. Of But from one row to another row, not. Like you look at a lung, there's one row on the right side, one row on the left side, there's three unis and one uma on the right side, there's two unis and one uma on the left side. So it has to be the same row. It has to be on one side. If two rows may be there, it's not a raya. You can't compare the two. The hilkasav is not true. I feel my arugal arugal. But, medaka ladaka magasa lagasa, which Rashi Maskana means, says it means, you could go from a uni to a uni, or a uma to uma. Daka is a uni, and the gasa is the bigger lobes, the uni, the umis. So medaka ladaka magasa lagasa. Av aloy magasa ladaka or medaka lagasa. You can't go from a gasa to daka and daka lagasa. That you can't do already. Because there, you can't, the holes are different, so you can't compare the two. A Bible of Amantavayu, Makifim Bekana. A hole in the Kana, which he spoke at before, means a hole the size of an Isser. So there, or it's a slice of Roiv, you know what happened before or afterwards, you could do another one in the Kana and compare it. Amra Papa Le'amaron, El Ba'isa Chulya. Chulya means three rings, like Rashi says. Everything has two pshatim, but we'll say one pshat for everything. It has to be in the same three rings. You can't make a hole in these three rings and make a hole in another three rings and compare it to each other because they're not going to be comparable. It's a different part of the lung, but a different part of the con of the trachea. I feel mechulia, even mechulia. But, dafka, Mechuyu chuyu and bar chuyu le bar chuyu. Avaloi mechuyu bar chuyu, avaloi bar chuyu le chuyu. What is bar chuyu and chuyu? Every ring of tabas in the trachea, of the one part of it is very thick cartilage, and on the bottom it's very thin. It's very thin cartilage. It's like a skin. So you can make a hole on the bottom near the skin part and compare it to a hole in the cartilage part on top, because one's hard, one's soft. So even though you go mechulya chulya, you have to do it in the same area of the kana, which means if it's on the soft part, they both have to be on the soft part. If it's on the hard part, they both be on the hard part. So that's the chulya and bar chulya, is the cartilage part and the skin part. That's the bar chulya, has to be all in the same place. Zotimoravai, to omaziri, chal choyles shenikva. Chal choyles is the rectum that's always at the end of the back of the animal. So he says, shenikva is kshera. Now, if intestine gets a hole in it, and it could drip out even a mashu, the behemoths are called a treif. But this part of the rectum, which is always at the end, is in a very tight area, always at the end, because there's bones all over the place. There's a bone of a shedra on top, and there's the bones of the rechayim on the bottom and the sides. So it keeps it in a very tight place. Here, a hole won't stir. So chachayla shenikva kshera, hilvi rechayim emid demoisa. Since the thigh bones hold it in place, and therefore even a hole will not be a problem, because it's attached to it and holds it in one place. V'kama, how big could a hole be? He says, as big as you want. In the mokum where it's very tight, it could be a hole up the roif. But if it's not mokum adavak, which is close to the front of the animal, there even a mashu is a problem, we'll make it into a trefa. So Amru Rabbanu and Kamei, the Rav of Masrei de Rav Nachman, they said over this memra, Masrei de Rav Nachman, from Shem Rav Yechanan, didn't I tell you a few times already? Don't be telling Rav Yechanan, buki sriki, empty jugs. You're making up a story. You know, he never said such a thing. Hakim Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman said. Mokim adabuk, I feel like the kula kosher. In the place where it's a very tight fit there, even if the whole thing is removed, the whole like colon, whatever this is, this rectum, the whole thing is removed, the whole thing is kosher. You have to have a little bit of tfisa, a little piece you can hold on to before it goes into the front of the animal. You have to have a little bit to hold on to it, but you can have a whole piece of this intestine missing. All you need is kdei tvisa. The kama, how much is kdei tvisa? On my baya, kimaloi bato batura. Even by an ox, a huge animal, it's enough to have an etzpa. Enough of one etzpa to grab onto, that's enough. Are you going to ask me, so what does the Gemara mean before that roiv? It said before roiv, was a mistake? So the Rosh explains really that in this kdei tvisa part, you can have a hole up the roiv. Some say there it's us the master. The Rosh brings down in similar ways. 2 days about that. He says, "Umokam kedei tefisas ok the Rosh." Yes, I remember Mashu, but Rabbi Yoina is al kasa the beruvoi. The Rav Nachman al milsa Rav Yechon koyi. Don't umokam adavik beruvoi. But Rav Nachman lahakli says, "Yes, umokam adavik shem nital kulei kasher." Yes, men a beruvoi Rav Yechon, and that's on the kedei tefisa. That's on the kedei tefisa. We still can stem with the din of Rosh.